Dad log, store date 08072018. Good morning, fam. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys are starting your Tuesday off real well today. So before we dive into today's dad log, first and foremost, I want to thank you guys and gals for stopping by, for the continued support, for everything you guys do for me and for the Legion. You guys make the Dad Cave what it is, so thank you for that. We are going to be live on Mixer.com/DadXGotXGame tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be back on the PC Warframe grind because the Acolytes should be showing up very soon. And I want to make sure that I am prepped and ready to go to take down some Acolytes so we can get some good loots, because that's what it's all about, right? Good loots, fam. So today I wanted to cover... I wanted to cover a state of the game on Warframe. I covered a state of the game on Destiny, I think it was Destiny, about a month and a half back. And, so I'm kind of going through the games that we're playing and giving, my opinion on where the game is at currently, how the game is functioning, the roadmap for content, all of that type of stuff. I want to cover as part of the state of the game. So I'm going to cover a state of the game for Warframe in this particular dad log. So this might be a little bit longer. Perhaps it might be a little bit longer than a normal dad log. But I wanted to go over some things that are in the roadmap. I wanted to go over what I'm loving about the game and what I think could use some work. And so starting on PC has given me a bit of a fresh perspective. I have been a long time Xbox Warframe player, and so I'm MR18 on there. I've been playing it for 4 years. And I think that is a testament to the longevity of this game. The fact that I have been playing it on and off for 4 years is a pretty good indication that this game has the legs to be a long time game, has the legs to be able to draw people back to the game at different points and to get them playing again. Now there are the challenge with that is that the game can get a bit long in the tooth in between major content drops. Now, Digital Extremes has done a fantastic job of, they will drop new Prime Warframes every 3 months, right? And so every 3 months, you have, at the very least, got some new Warframes to grind, if you so choose to grind it, or if you choose to buy it. I mean, you don't have that grind, but you do have the opportunity to grind the relics and to sell the new Prime Warframe on the market, which can buff your plat and things along those lines. So there are definitely, every 3 months, there is definitely something new to do. How long it takes to actually do said activity is a little bit based on RNG and a little bit based on, you know, how much time you want to put into it. So that is one thing. That is one thing that Digital Extremes does extremely well, is it gives people a reason to come back every 3 months. Right. Some people say that 3 months is too long. I think that if you play on a single platform in our MR25, yeah, that's probably a little bit too long. But if you have started playing on a different platform, there is plenty. There is plenty to do, hours and hours and hours and hours worth of content to do on a brand new platform. So that would be my encouragement for you, is that if you are playing on a single platform, and have the ability to play on another platform, starting over is a great way to just refresh on the game, and to give yourself some new life in the game. It has been an amazing experience starting over from scratch, because for a long time I was giving new players, kind of the getting started speech. What should you focus on if you are brand new to the game? And I have taken that advice and actually implemented on PC, and it's going really well. It is going extremely well. I'm making a lot of progress. it helps having the experience to know what to look for. But I have taken my own advice. I've been opening up the star chart. I've been doing quest runs, in between opening up the star chart, or I should say I've been opening up the star chart in between quest runs, because realistically that's more the focus that I've been doing. I'll do a quest, and if I'm stuck at a certain point in the quest, like I have to wait for something to build, or I have to wait for a Kubro to incubate, whatever the case might be, then I go back to opening the star chart, right? And then the alerts as they come, I've kind of learned what the high value alerts are: nitin extracts, catalysts, reactors, all that type of stuff. And so I have been making sure to get all of the high value alerts as they kind of pop, to make sure that I am, you know, prepared to continue to drive my MR forward, and to enhance any of the warframes or weapons that I might want to enhance. And so, you know, being able to look back and the advice that I have given folks, seeing that pay off in my own experience of starting over on PC is pretty exciting. So as I mentioned, Digital Extremes has done a very good job of giving people a reason to come back, you know, every 3 months with the Prime Warframes. What they are also doing is looking at much bigger content releases, right? So Planes of Eidolon dropped probably about a year ago now. And that was a huge release and one of the first major releases that Digital Extremes had done in the recent past. And so they have started to look forward and have just announced Fortuna as the next big release, which is gonna be another open world concept that's actually three times the size of Planes of Eidolon. And so in addition to these smaller kind of, I'm not going to say menial updates, because there's still a good chunk to do with the updates, but the smaller, more compact updates that are focused around Prime Warframes dropping, they are looking at a much longer roadmap with larger expansions and more things to do in that as well. In addition to the fact that they continue to enhance, on a regular basis, enhance all of the core systems of the game. So we got to look at Melee 3.0 in the last dev stream, and there's going to be some really cool changes that are coming with Melee 3.0. And so I think as we look at what Digital Extremes is doing, they've kind of diversified their approach to content, to content drops. It's going to be a combination of updating core systems to be more playable. Melee 3.0, Damage 2.5, all of the different things that they're looking at from that perspective, and then, you know, dropping the regularly scheduled Prime Vault or Prime Access Warframes, which give people a reason to come back and grind out the relics and grind out and get the new guns. And then the bigger, more expansive updates like Fortuna. I think that strategy is going to pay off for them in the long run. I think it's a really good strategy, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a Warframe partner. I'm saying that because I'm a Warframe player, and I've been around the community long enough to feel like I have a good grasp on what players want. At least, this is my opinion, right? So take it for what it's worth, but I think that having that kind of three-pronged strategy to constantly updating core components, not constantly, but making updates to core components as needed, dropping the every 3 months, the prime access, and then having major updates, you know, every 6 months is a really good strategy. And if they time those out accordingly, it's going to lend itself to giving people something to do for a long time, and especially if you're just getting into the game now. So again, just to recap, I think they have a solid roadmap. They take community feedback extremely well, and they are constantly listening to the community and asking for community feedback so that they can make the game just that much better. Some of the challenges with the game, and these have been challenges from the beginning, is that the game is complex. There's a lot of economies in the game. There's a lot of different materials and things that you have to build. And I think that probably the biggest challenge is the fact that the story is wrapped into the quests, and people don't necessarily understand that, because the first thing you see when you start is kind of this, the star chart, right? And so people think, okay, I'm going through the star chart, What's the story? Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? And a lot of people don't realize that the story is actually wrapped up in these quests. And so I think there's the potential, the possibility to do a little bit better job of guiding players towards the quests as opposed to guiding them to opening up the star chart. And that might do that might make it a little bit better for new players to understand that there is a story and that it's wrapped up in the quest. The last thing that I want to cover is the sacrifice. I'm not going to do any spoilers here, but the sacrifice quest is by far the best quest that they put out to date. My hope is that they will start looking at these Umbra Warframes as possible quest line items. And that those quests will continue to get better and better, and that the story will continue to evolve and get better and better as they drop these quests. So if you have not played the Sacrifice yet, you do have, there's some prereqs, right? You have to do the Second Dream, you have to do the War Within in order to get to the Sacrifice and a few other things. But the Sacrifice, seeing the quests evolve and become that much better, has been very exciting as well. So overall, just to kind of give an overview, as a Warframe player, my overall impression of the game is that while there is some complexity up front, if you find a community to be a part of, which the Dad Cave is a fantastic community to be a part of, and I'm not just repping it because it's mine, it's because there's a lot of really good Warframe players in my community that can help you get started. Finding a community to get wrapped into early on is going to make your journey in Warframe that much better. And then on top of it, seeing Digital Extremes' strategy towards content releases and what they have planned for the future is super exciting. I think this game will only continue to get bigger, only continue to get more popular. And given that it's free to play, you literally have nothing to lose by downloading it and trying it. So that is my take on Warframe, my state of the game. I think the game is in a very, very good place right now. Again, there's some challenges for people who are jumping in brand new to the game, but those challenges can easily be overcome by finding a community that can help guide you through the beginning stages of the game. So if you are a looter shooter fan, I would highly recommend that you take a look at this. It's on all the major platforms, PS4, Xbox, and PC. It will be coming to Switch at some point in the future. And so there really isn't any reason for you to not pick up the game and at least try it. And like I said, if you are still looking for a community to be a part of, make sure you check us out on mixer.com/dadxgotxgame. We play Warframe a lot on the channel. My Discord is full of people who are very good and knowledgeable at the game and that can get you started in the right direction. So like I said, find a community. Make sure that you get wrapped in with one so that you can ask questions and things that are confusing can be resolved so that you can really get to enjoying the game, because I'm a firm believer that this game will continue to be a staple in my gaming arsenal and that, again, Digital Extremes is in a very good place to execute on their roadmap and bring us the content that we love. That's the state of the game here on Warframe. Appreciate you all sticking around, hanging out, listening to me ramble a little bit on a game that I thoroughly love. Make sure that if you are enjoying the podcast, you like and follow on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube, and let me know what your thoughts are on the game of Warframe. Are you loving it? Are you hating it? What do you love about it? What do you hate about it? You know, let me know in the comments below. I would love to have a conversation with you about what you love and hate about the game. And last but not least, if you're on your favorite podcast platform, a rating and subscription would be very much appreciated. Have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tonight on mixer.com/dadxgotxgame for a little bit of that PC Warframe action. Good luck with your acolyte hunts, y'all, and God bless.